Hello there. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of the Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. Drive around town and you'll see new apartments and houses popping up, U-Haul vans unloading furniture, and plenty of new faces moving into the district. By 2031, the three fabs of the TSMC chip plant near I-17 and the 303 will be fully online. And with that plant running at full speed then, the neighborhood around the plant will grow drastically. A new community of 15,000 planned homes will sprout out of the desert near the plant in the next few years. And that community is right in the middle of the Deer Valley Unified School District. With several of our schools over capacity and others under capacity, now is the time to balance our school population, and not 5 or 10 years from now. On this episode of the Soup Scoop, we're diving into the early stages of that process. The district formed the Long Range Planning Committee back in May, and now that the election has passed us and the override passed, we can now turn our attention to balancing those school populations. The committee will meet on December 14th, January 17th, and February 4th to make recommendations that will then go to the governing board. Whichever recommendations the board approves on any boundary changes will go into effect at the start of the next school year in August of 2026. There are a lot of moving parts to this process, and to take us through some of the how and the why, let's introduce Deputy Superintendent and Long Range Planning Committee Chair, Heather Mock.
Thank you, Dr. Finch. My name is Heather Mock. I'm Deputy Superintendent of Fiscal Business Services for Deer Valley. I always start my story in the late 80s when I actually started as a student. I've listened to other podcasts, and I know I'm not the only one here at this table who's had this journey, but I am a Deer Valley High School graduate and came to work for Deer Valley Unified School District in 2006. So I'm coming up to 20 years being involved in public education, mostly in Deer Valley Unified. I've had the opportunity to be internal auditor for Deer Valley, director of finance. I did take a brief two-year hiatus for Maricopa County School Superintendent's Office, where I was their CFO, and actually gained a lot of knowledge to help me as I came back in July of this year, 2025, to replace my mentor, Jim Migliorino, in this position. And I am happy to be back and working on long-range planning for the district and the community that I have been such a large part of for so many years.
Well, we are happy you are here, that's for sure. And thanks for being a comeback kid. We have a lot of them. Talk a little bit about this podcast is about some of the long-range planning that we are working on, which includes a variable around some boundaries, some balancing. So why are we doing this? Why are we doing this now? And talk a little bit about that.
Well, we've got a couple different reasons that we need to take a look at this right now. One of the major reasons that we're looking at is, I think most folks are aware of, the Taiwanese semiconductor or TSMC chip plant that is being constructed with three fabs scheduled to be online by 2030, and that is along the 303 corridor just west of I-17. While there are no houses there now, they are expecting to begin construction of a planned community just south of the 303. And so the Long Range Planning Committee right now is looking at solutions for now that will balance enrollment between today and 2035 as that community comes online, so that we're not continually making changes during this time.
Talk a little bit about the concept behind boundaries, because, you know, everyone's in love with their mascot and they want to keep their mascot. So as a district, we have to keep tabs of 42 schools and to balance them. Why is balancing so important with boundaries? As you see, some schools that are built for 800 have 1,200 kids in them. Some schools that are built for 800 have 300 in them. So what? Why is balancing so important?
Balancing is important for multiple reasons as well. Deer Valley has an agreed upon class size with our teachers association. And regardless of if it's a 900 capacity school with 901 students, it will have that same class size. But there are other areas in the campus that are then crowded as well. Maybe the class is in a smaller room than it's supposed to be in. You've got more students running through the cafeteria, more parents in the parking lot, more students in the gym. Students aren't getting the time that they need with the resources on campus. You still only have one cafeteria, one gym, one parking lot, regardless of how many students and teachers are there. So when you're looking at those boundaries, you're looking at balancing, not changing class size, but balancing the resources that are available within each campus to make sure they're being used to their full potential.
Talk a little bit about, since you probably know this, if there is going to be any boundary tweaking or changing, what are the high schools going to be involved in this, or is this mainly K-8?
At this time, we're not expecting any high school boundary changes. And actually, any K-6, K-8, or middle school that has projected stable enrollment over the next 10 years would probably not be affected either. We're really just looking at those schools that in the next 10 years are either going to be highly underused or highly over their school facilities board capacity. And so trying to make sure that they are balanced across all of the schools.
So you are getting, you're getting your data from parent input. Where else are you getting it? What's a demographer? I've heard that before.
Yes, we annually use a demographer's report. Those are individuals that have way more information about communities and population density, population growth, and can mathematically project, based on the information that they have, what each school boundary might look like in the next 10 years. And so that information we use and present to the community. We take a look at it by region, by school, include open enrollment information. All of that is considered when taking a look at why a school is at capacity, above capacity, or potentially below capacity.
So obviously TSMC is probably the number one variable in this equation, and our community really doesn't have a grasp on the size of this. Talk a little bit about what this community that you said that's going to run along the 303 and probably go 3-4 miles south on that I-17 side. So how big is this thing? What are we talking about here?
We're actually talking about probably over 15,000 homes coming into that area, which for our listeners, if they're familiar with Anthem when it was built in 1999, it's actually 5,000 more homes than what Anthem had in its initial phase in 1999. And up in Anthem, we have 4 K-8 schools and 1 high school. The development right now, developers in the city of Phoenix are setting aside 3 potential school sites for Deer Valley Unified School District within that development, 2 K-8s and 1 high school. But with 5,000 more houses, that those 3 sites might not be enough for us in the long term when you consider that it took 4 schools, 4 K-8 schools and 1 high school in Anthem to manage a community that was actually a little bit smaller.
Yeah, it's hard for people to see, envision that scale, but that gives a good context when you compare it to Anthem. It's going to be similar and obviously about 50% bigger. So it's coming, ready or not, and our job is to get ready for that so we aren't having boundary adjustments every other year. We need to think ahead 10 years. Talk a little bit about the process, what's happening right now. What stage are you at? Can a community member come check it out? That kinds of stuff. What's the process?
Right now, we form, as you said earlier, the committee formed in May of 2025. So we have the committee members. The next meeting is December 17th. We're going to meet again January 14th and February 4th. And during that time, we will take a look at that survey data, the demographer's reports, and come up with some boundary recommendations that following that February meeting, we actually would take to the public, and we'll do some community forums where individuals can come and see what the committee has come up for recommendations and give the committee input. During that time, the committee will consider that input as well, and the community is welcome to come to any of the committee meetings, but they are observers at that point. It's kind of like a board meeting where there will be an opportunity to sit and watch the process, but the community's real opportunity for participation in the process are in those community events that we will hold out in the district. And that will be probably either late January or early February.
All right. So if I'm a community member and I'm getting my emails, I'm answering surveys, I'm putting in my 2 cents as it narrows the scope, it sounds like it's going to narrow pretty fast here pretty soon, and the committee should be able to figure out where our hot spots are. What if I want to get more input? Is there another way to email somebody?
Yes, there is. We created an email address just for our long-term planning. And with that in mind, the new email address is future@dvusd.org. And our staff will be able to answer specific questions there, keep them all together, and make sure that none of the community's requests for information or inputs gets lost in anyone else's other daily inbox.
And then obviously our website is probably the most important part of the equation, because there's going to be a lot of misinformation that's going to be out there. That always happens when you do boundaries or repurposing schools or doing anything with your local mascot. There's a lot of misinformation. So how do I, if I'm listening, where is a good spot to find out information about this whole process?
We do have a website specific to the committee, and you can find that on the committee's page of dvusd.org, and that's where we post the presentations from the committee meetings. When we go over the data will be posted on there as well from our public surveys, and also the demographer's report. So the demographer's report that the committee looked at in May of 25 is already on there if a member of the public wants to see what the committee's looking at. Once we get the new demographer's report for 25-26, we'll post that in the same place as well.
All right. Sounds like it's a complex and many moving parts equation that is a little bit difficult to figure out. It takes a lot of time, effort. So thank you for helping to lead the charge, you and Dr. Galligan, and the committee members that are participating, taking their own time to help Deer Valley Unified make good decisions. So thanks for leading us, and thanks for being a comeback kid.
Thank you.
Get the latest information about the Long Range Planning Committee at dvusd.org/boundaries. Let's learn a little bit more about the impact this will have on an individual level. Tony Galletti is not only the district's Director of Administrative Leadership and Services, he's a former principal in DVUSD whose whole family is a part of this district. This long-range planning process is an important issue for all DVUSD families, and it's the district's goal to make any changes that do happen result in positive outcomes for our students and families next school year and beyond.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Finch. My name is Tony Galletti, and I am currently the Director of Administrative Leadership and Services, which means I get to do some principal supervision. I'm over safe schools. I work with Title IX complaints, and through that process as the Title IX coordinator, and get to do professional development for a lot of different stakeholders in our system. Prior to that, I was fortunate enough to be hired as the principal for 5 years at Sierra Verde STEAM Academy, which is one of our K-8 schools in the Mountain Ridge region. And prior to that, I had actually spent 3 years working as an assistant principal in the Middle East in Abu Dhabi for 3 years, and was hired here, I believe, your second year to come and join the Deer Valley team, and was new to Deer Valley at that time. So I'm in my 8th year now in Deer Valley.
Well, your adventures probably deserve another podcast.
Yes.
We might have to think about that. You do have some great stories about education on the other side of the globe. It's very interesting, very different.
Yeah.
So maybe they will have to do that in the future. You also have family plugged into our machine. I think your wife works here as a teacher. Your kids go to here. So you are a great person to talk about how these concepts of zone changes or boundary changes, how they might impact families. So maybe we'll go down that trail of how it might impact your kids and how it might impact your family, if they were a teacher, etc. So if your zone changes, or if a zone changes, Can I tour the other school that I might be interested in going to? What that might look like?
Sure, yeah, and that is a great place to start. So at all of our campuses across Deer Valley, we are weekly offering tours to any prospective families in any regular situation. So for a prospective boundary change, zone change, we would definitely open up that opportunity for our families to come and see the opportunities that are afforded at their new school, to check out the physical location, get a feel for the community, and to meet some of the faces in the new school. So that is something that we will make sure are open for all incoming families to schedule those tours either online, or they can visit the front office or call the front office, and they can make sure they get on the list to join the tour that works for their schedule.
What if I don't want to move to the other school, but I want to stay in my current school because I like it, and if the board allows it, is that a possibility?
Sure. There would be some things that would change, such as transportation. So if you're currently zoned for a school and are taking the school bus there, if we do adjust those zones, that might be a factor that the school bus will no longer take you to school A. It will instead take you to school B. But if you can arrange for transportation, you'd be able to maintain that enrollment at that current campus.
I think one concept that is common is if you're in love with your school and have been there for years, it's hard to think about other schools. But talk a little bit, maybe wander off the trail of our academics. It appears, again, that Deer Valley's crushing it. We have record numbers of A's this year, and a lot of our schools are A and B. So you're going to be moving from a top-shelf school to another top-shelf school. Talk a little bit about that, maybe the transition for parents and the nervousness about it and the quality of academics in Deer Valley.
Sure, yeah, and I can speak to that. Yeah, the wonderful thing about Deer Valley, as you mentioned, is that we have excellence as part of our language, and we have really unique opportunities across our system. So even if you're in a school that you love, chances are you're going to love your new school. You just don't know it yet, because there are unique programs. There are unique extracurricular activities. There are unique athletic opportunities. There are PTAs that do all kinds of wonderful things to support our campuses across the system. So my advice would be to take that tour, to get to talk to the school administration and get a feel for what makes the new school special and what they are all about, their mission, their vision, and what they may do better than their current school. Even though it might be different and change can be difficult at times, I always encourage people to be open-minded to new opportunities, to new adventures. And the good thing in Deer Valley is you can't go wrong. We have a unified system and structure that we guarantee our students a similar experience, the same curriculum, the same expectations. Regardless of where you attend school, you're going to get the basics and the core of excellence that we offer for all our kids.
So communication is obviously important in this adventure, this process. So talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing as a committee to get the info out, you know, getting surveys, doing articles, podcasts, newspaper articles, social media. Talk a little bit about that and what kind of the purpose of it is.
Yeah, so we want everybody's voice heard, as we do in all decisions like this. When we're talking about adjusting boundaries and adjusting school zones, it can sound daunting, even though, as we kind of earlier discussed, it's really not. It's I think there are more opportunities here for all of our families. But we want to make sure we're doing everything transparently in the light of day for our committee to get as much information from our parents and our stakeholders and our community as possible. So we are currently in the midst of gathering survey information, and we will continue to gather that survey information and responses from our parents who can't attend, of course, the meetings. We still want everyone's voice heard. We've got all the information. We have the slides. We have the agenda. We have the discussion points posted on our website for anyone to review. And again, I would encourage them to reach out if they have specific questions they would like addressed. We look through the demographer's report for people that get paid to do this kind of work for a living that we rely on, neighborhood trends, building trends, development within especially the North Phoenix corridor, and the TSMC zone, which is kind of the genesis for a lot of this discussion, growth, and the need to kind of adjust our system. So we are kind of reacting to the realities of the economic and the development around Deer Valley, which is exciting for me to see as it builds right in the heart of our zone. So we want to make sure that we're ready for it, and part of these zone changes are to make sure we are ready for the next decade or so of growth and development, and that all of our kids have opportunities, and that we're balanced in our approach to making sure we do this right and do this with the input of our parents and our community members.
So before we head you out the door, again, remind everybody how they can get the information, what's the best spot, what things they need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, so I would say the first and foremost is to check your email, because we have been sending multiple reminders for various surveys that we will be sending out. We'll be getting information, and so please fill out those surveys, respond to those surveys. I believe there will be another one coming out very soon as well. And then if you would like to track what's going on, go to dvusd.org/boundaries for the latest information. As we go through slides and through agendas, they will be posted there. And again, the public is welcome to attend and watch the meetings. As with everything, I would trust but verify the information you may see on social media if it doesn't come from an official DVUSD account. Sometimes there's a lot of speculation, and there's some content out there that's just not accurate at all. So for the actual factual information, check our district website, our district social media, for the latest factual information.
All right. Sounds like we're going through the process in an efficient manner. And so thanks for your participation and leadership. And we look forward to seeing where this journey takes us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Again, we're in the early stages right now. Nothing has been decided, and recommendations from the committee won't be brought to the board and decided on until February or March at the earliest. We're looking to find solutions that not only continue to provide current DVUSD families with extraordinary educational opportunities and experiences, but also for future families who will be moving into the district over the next several years. Our goal is when the communities are built and the Deer Valley region of Phoenix is the epicenter of the global tech manufacturing machine, we'll be ready for more growth and reaching for new heights of success. And if you have any questions or concerns about what's going on, simply email our committee chairs at future@dvusd.org. And you can bet we'll discuss this more on a future episode of the Soup Scoop podcast. You can listen to our past episodes of the Soup Scoop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Make sure you tell a friend about the podcast so, like you, they can get the inside scoop on DVUSD. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up with the Soup Scoop Podcast.